Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is COVID-411, the latest on Omicron and other COVID variants and new hotspots for February 10th, 2022. If this guy finally says it, you know it must be true. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the U.S. is exiting the full-blown pandemic phase of the COVID crisis. He said things that limit COVID-19, including vaccinations, medical treatments, and prior infection, will alter the situation significantly in the coming months. He also very uncharacteristically said decisions will increasingly be made at local levels, and there'll be more people making their own decisions on how they want to deal with the virus. New York's governor announced the state will end a mandate requiring face coverings in most indoor public settings. They will, however, keep masking rules in place for schools. Since December 10th, masks have been required for grocery stores, shops, and offices. Other Democratic governors have taken similar steps recently. The CDC says if the Pfizer vaccine gets emergency use authorization for children 6 months to 5 years old, the plan is to initially roll out about 10 million doses, but they've secured enough for all 18 million kids in this age group. It's specially formulated for them. What remains to be seen is the willingness of parents to get their kids of that age vaccinated. So far, the uptake on vaccinations for kids age 5 to 12 has been modest. The South African doctor who discovered the Omicron strain isn't impressed with how she was treated. She says she was pressured into describing the variant as more dangerous than it really is. Right out of the gate, she reported mild symptoms for those in her country, but she says she was told by scientists and politicians all over the world that her description was wrong and she should stop using the word mild. She's not alone. A Pew Research study shows Americans are increasingly critical of how elected and public health officials handled the pandemic. 60% now say they've felt confused by the inconsistent recommendations. 49% say the CDC is doing a fair or poor job. And positive ratings of public health officials like Anthony Fauci have plunged 10 points since August. 60% think the president has done a fair or poor job on COVID. In the United States, cases were down 63%, deaths are up 4%, and hospitalizations are down 29% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Virginia, Mississippi, Ohio, Kansas, and South Carolina. There are 28,671,117 active cases in the United States. The areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Montana and Oregon 5%, West Virginia 2%, and Idaho 1%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Scott, Tennessee, Unicoi, Tennessee, Wayne, Mississippi, Monterey, California, Estill, Kentucky, Overton, Tennessee, Tippah, Mississippi, Perry, Kentucky, and Imperial, California. There have been 912,208 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 79.7%, Rhode Island at 79.6%, and Maine at 77.8%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.7%, Wyoming at 50%, and Mississippi at 50.4%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.2%. Globally, cases were down 26% and deaths up 23% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 74,155,482 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, Germany, 238,410, the United States, 227,458, Brazil, 183,533, Russia, 183,103, and Turkey, 108,563. There have been 5,775,363 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to COVID-411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the COVID-411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Ever get lost in the supermarket?
We'll be your guides.
Three Squares is a trip through the enriched, multi-grain, high-fiber, sustainable, nutrient-dense wonderland that is the food industry. I'm Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, keeping food trustworthy.
Susan Schwally here. I'm president of the food and beverage practice at the MPD Group. I can tell you why people eat and drink what they do.
And I'm Kevin Ryan, resident food scientist. I helped lead strategy and innovation at General Mills, and I'm now CEO of Malachite Strategy and Research, assisting companies in bringing innovative products to market.
Together, we are the Three Squares, dishing on the food industry.
We'll cut through the jargon and tackle the trends in a lightly sweetened, climate-friendly, organic fashion with the people who are shaping the future of food and beverage.
Whether you're a foodie or a food scientist, a connoisseur or a restaurateur, there is something here for every taste. We'll learn, laugh, and discover what's coming soon to your table.
So subscribe to Three Squares for free on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.